Canto 11, Chapter 25, The Three Modes of Nature and Beyond. The Supreme Lord said, O best of persons, try to understand what I am about to say concerning the way someone is influenced by a certain mode of my material nature. With the basic quality of goodness, one finds equanimity, sense control, tolerance, discrimination, penance, truthfulness, compassion, remembrance, contentment, renunciation, freedom from desire, faithfulness, modesty, and pleasure within. With the mode of passion, there is lust, endeavor, conceit, dissatisfaction, false pride, a desire for blessings, separatism, sense gratification, rashness, love of praise, ridicule, display of valor, and heart sanctioning. With the natural quality of ignorance, one runs into intolerance, greed, deceitfulness, violence, attention-seeking, hypocrisy, listlessness, quarrel, lamentation, delusion, the suffering of depression, sloth, false expectations, fear and indolence. These, one after the other described by me, constitute the majority of the effects of the modes. Hear now about their combinations. O Uddhava, the notion of I am this way and that is a trait of mine that people have in relation to these qualities when they are engaged with their mind, senses, sense objects and life breath reflects a combination of the modes. In case a person is fixed in his religiosity, economic development and sense gratification, also the resultant faith, wealth and enjoyment is an expression of the interaction of the different modes. When a person in family life is of a dedication characterized by sense gratification and thereafter performs his religious duties, a combination of the modes is a fact. From someone's self-control can be deduced that he is endowed with goodness and so on, his lust is indicative of the mode of passion and such, and from his anger, etc., one may conclude that he is caught in ignorance. When someone worships me with devotion and indifference about the results of his labor, such a person should be understood to be of a practice of goodness, whether he is a man or a woman. When one, in the fulfillment of one's duties, worships me hoping for benedictions, such devotion must be understood as being of the nature of passion. And when one does so with violent intentions, one is of ignorance. The modes of sattva, tamas and rajas influence the conditioned individual but not me. One is bound to them because they manifest in the mind and lead to attachment to life forms and sense objects. When the mode of goodness, which is pure, luminous and auspicious, predominates over the other two of passion and ignorance, a person will be blessed with happiness, religiosity, knowledge and other good qualities. When passion defeats goodness and ignorance, one gets attached, wants to make a difference and tends to impermanence, because of which one becomes unhappy by profit-minded actions and striving for a good name and wealth. When ignorance dominates passion and goodness, one's discrimination is defeated, one's consciousness is covered, one's initiative is lost, and one becomes endowed with bewilderment, complaints, sleeping too much, violence and false hopes. When one's consciousness clears up and the senses are not distracted, one achieves physical self-confidence and a detached mind. Know that to be the goodness of my refuge. When the intelligence is disturbed by too much activity, when one fails to disengage from one's senses, when one is not at ease with one's body, and when the mind is unsteady, you should understand that to be the symptoms of passion. Failing in the higher functions of consciousness, getting dull, being unable to focus, not being mindful, not understanding things, and being gloomy, you should recognize as the mode of ignorance. When goodness increases, the strength of the gods increases. when passion increases, the demons grow stronger, and when ignorance increases, udava, the wild man will get on top. Know that one is wakeful in a mode of goodness, that one is sleepy in passion, that one is not aware in the ignorant mode of the living entity, and that the fourth transcendental state of consciousness, turiya, pervades the three. In the mode of goodness, spiritual Vedic persons reach higher and higher. In the mode of ignorance, one reaches head first lower and lower births. And in the mode of passion, one is stuck in between, in attachments. Those who die in goodness go to heaven. Those who die in passion go to the human world. And those who die in ignorance go to hell. They, however, who are free from the modes, come to me. Work, dutifully done, as a sacrifice unto me without desiring the fruits, is in the mode of goodness. Work done with a profit motive is of the mode of passion, and work performed with violence and pressure and such is of the mode of ignorance. Spiritual knowledge of detachment is of the mode of goodness. Fostering opinions, one is of the mode of passion, and a materialistic conviction belongs to the mode of ignorance. Spiritual knowledge, focused on me, however, is considered to be free from the modes. To have one's residence in the forest is of the mode of goodness. To reside in a town is said to be of the mode of passion. To reside in a gambling house is of the mode of ignorance, but my residence is elevated above the modes. A worker, free from attachment, is of the mode of goodness. Blinded by personal desire, one is of the mode of passion. Having lost one's memory, one speaks of the mode of ignorance, but the one who has taken shelter of me is free from the modes. In the mode of goodness, one believes in spiritual matters. In the mode of passion, one believes in fruitful activities. In the mode of ignorance, one is irreligious, but one is transcendental to the modes with faith in my devotional service. Food that is wholesome, pure, and attained effortlessly is considered to be of the mode of goodness. Strongly catering to the senses, it is of the mode of passion, and impure food that makes one suffer is of ignorance. Happiness derived from the soul is of the mode of goodness. Generated by sense objects, it is of passion. Happiness derived from delusion and depravity is of the mode of ignorance, but free from the modes, happiness is found in me. Material substance, the place, the fruit of action, time, knowledge, activity, the performer, faith, the state of consciousness, and the species and destinations of life thus all belong to the three gunas. O best among men, all that exists, being seen, heard, or pictured in one's mind, is a composition of the three basic qualities that was established by the unseen original enjoyer. These forms of existence and stages of life of the repeatedly incarnating living being are bound to the operation of the modes. O gentle one, the individual soul who, dedicated to me in Bhakti Yoga, conquers these natural qualities that manifest themselves in the mind, qualifies for my transcendental love. They who obtained this human body by which one acquires knowledge and develops wisdom should therefore be as smart to shake off their attachment to the natural modes and worship me. A learned man should worship me free from attachment. Attentively having subdued his senses, a sage should take to the mode of goodness and conquer the modes of passion and ignorance. With his intelligence specified, he, being connected in bhakti without any other dependency, should also conquer the mode of goodness. The embodied soul, who thus freed from the modes, gives up the cause of his conditioning, reaches me. The living entity, who as an individual soul by me thus was liberated from the basic qualities of nature that nestled in his mind, achieves thus, by dint of the absolute truth, complete fulfillment, and will neither internally nor externally any longer wander around.